Rise and shine, it's a brand new day. Get ready, tackle the world in your own special way. We're here to talk politics, but don't you fret. Gonna keep it fun and light, no room for regret.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Washington Watch. Before we dive into today's political headlines, I want to take a quick moment to thank our amazing listeners. You're the reason we can keep bringing you these daily updates on what's happening in D.C. The truth is, independent journalism like ours doesn't run on magic. It takes resources, research, and a whole lot of coffee. If you find value in what we do and want to see Washington Watch continue delivering the political news you crave, consider making a donation. Even a small contribution goes a long way in keeping us on the air.
Welcome back to Washington Watch. The defense team in a certain high-profile trial came under fire recently, marking a significant point in the ongoing proceedings. For weeks, we've seen heated exchanges, surprising testimonies, and unexpected twists that have kept spectators on the edge of their seats. One of the most critical events was the testimony of a witness who was thought to be a supporter of the defense. It turned out that this witness's testimony was quite the opposite of what the defense had hoped for. This witness, rather than supporting the defense's arguments, seemed to enhance the prosecution's case. The prosecution suggested that the witness, along with others involved, had attempted to suppress evidence that could have been damaging to the defense's case. This was described as trying to catch and kill this potentially damaging information. Not physically harm the person, but rather squash the influence and impact of their information. The witness in question had reportedly sought to represent one of the people whose testimony could potentially harm the defense. He allegedly attempted to win this person over with promises of protection from his influential allies, an obvious conflict of interest. Emails introduced into evidence further painted a questionable picture of this witness's allegiance. They showed he seemed more concerned with protecting the interests of the defense than of the person he was attempting to represent. In one email, he wondered aloud why this person was playing him and the defense, indicating an unexpected loyalty in his relationships. In a stunning twist, despite this person's repeated attempts, the potential client rebuffed his efforts, telling him explicitly to cease contact and that he never had and never would represent him. For the defense, attempting to control this situation by seemingly prioritizing their interests over a potential witness's might seem familiar to those well-versed in American politics. Dealing with these kinds of issues is evidently a recurring struggle for some, highlighted by regular acquiescence to those established in high-power positions. These tactics don't seem to be paying off. In fact, they hint at an internal discord and a lack of strategic wisdom. Legal experts know that a weak defense, especially one that could inadvertently strengthen the prosecution's case, might be worse than no defense at all. It remains to be seen how these strategic choices will play out as the trial continues. The defense may argue that despite not presenting any witnesses, the prosecution did not meet its burden of proof. It's a defense strategy as old as time, but whether it will work in this case, only time will tell. That's all for today's episode of Washington Watch. Stay tuned for the next update on U.S. politics as we continue to dissect the ever-evolving political landscape in the nation's capital.
All right, folks. That's all the political news we have for today on Washington Watch. But before you go, there's one more favor we'd ask. If you're a regular listener and enjoy the show, consider leaving us a positive review on your favorite podcast platform. Reviews help us reach new listeners and build a strong community around Washington Watch. So take a second after this episode and head over to your app. Let us know what you think. We appreciate your feedback and support. And that's it for today. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow on Washington Watch.
With no filter in sight, from left to right, we'll put it all in plain sight. But remember, my friend,